If you were to give up one of your five senses, which one would it be and why?
Eyes, because fuck them.
You're already halfway
No.
there, so.
Well, wouldn't
Yeah.
smell
taste
it? No, you guys
smell the five senses.
No,
yeah.
but
yes.
taste, your sense of taste is
dependent
on
Now
sense
we're talking
of smell.
Scientific here, Dr. Mike.
But it's one of five, right?
Yeah.
You can't
taste
one of the five senses,
but you'll still have
yeah, but it's very
it's sight, sound,
yeah.
touch, taste, smell.
Yeah. Right, but the point is that sensation depends on those.
Then why would it be? Yeah, scientifically, you're right. But
yeah.
it's one of the five
yeah.
senses.
Yeah.
So, like, if we take that away, I will get a smell.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still want to eat.
Then what if there's a gas leak?
Hanging out.
Then I can't run out the door because I can't see where it is, and I can't hear the car coming as I run out the door because I'm deaf. And then I break my leg, but I couldn't feel it because I have no sense of touch.
That's what I'm going
with. Dude, no. Did you ever see those like movies or documentaries about kids that don't have their sense of feel? It's like the worst life ever. You don't know if you got cut and then it's infected 2 days later and have to amputate your leg. It's so bad.
That already is
No, it's so bad.
Well, see, I already, this would be like losing it. It's not like I'm a kid who was born without it. I'm here now.
I know, but like if you were there and I just walked by you and slit your back open, you would never know.
How would you do that?
Because you have no sense of touch. So just mess with you.
Well, I'm just start like smearing dog shit under your nose then, because you can't smell it. If you're gonna be a dick about it, Jesus Christ.
If I lost my sense of smell, I would smear dog shit under my nose.
Yeah, no, baby. Don't look at that side. Don't look at that side, baby.
Including, so the lack of smell or the anosmiacs.
Whoa.
Is the word. It's Jackie Jinx from Giant Bomb, one of the users of the site, is a. Anosmiac. And she claims to have experienced the scenario that we described here on the show of having shit smeared underneath your nose. And that she
now that is shared publicly.
She emailed it, hey! Bombcast@giantbomb.com, the email address, the email when
doesn't
you want
say, it doesn't
things
say,
read on the internet.
At the bottom, please leave my name off this.
Write her back, ask me what she has.
Dose, you know
what she's doing this week.
She puts her name, her name is on here twice.
Oh,
so. She's doing, she's making lists.
She is.
She made like 10 lists over the weekend.
I made like 4 lists.
Really?
Yeah. So she has, she says it's nothing. And everyone that has emailed in about these sense of smell says that they still have a sense of taste.
That's crazy.
So
that blows my mind.
It does not destroy that. I imagine it enhances it, but you know, these are people that from birth had no sense of smell, so they have nothing to compare against.
And
so they don't know, like, how And you know, you have your live clone sensor. Those senses come back stronger.
That's right. Don't put poop in her mouth.
Yeah.
You
know, I got poop in my mouth. Hey, you know what? General rule of thumb.
No.
It doesn't matter if you can smell or not. I'm just going to put that out there, folks. If you're wondering, don't put poop in
it tastes mouth. Like shit.
I felt.
Oh!
I feel like I need to, like, share my shit story, which I probably already have, but just, you know. Okay. Was it human poop?
No, it was cow.
Well, that's. I fell face first into cow shit. Yeah. After getting hit on the forehead with a baseball.
Nice. Oh, that's a comedy. That's a
yeah, comedy. No, I'm sure it looked awesome. Because it just like, the ball was hit, the cover came off the ball, so I looked at the cover.
Wait, was this a scene from The Sandlot?
Like, practically. The ball hit me square on the forehead. Oh. I fell face first into the field, face first into the cow shit. It was crusted over on top, but inside was the creamy center.
Oh yeah, that's how it works with good cow pie.
Yeah, so like you look at it, you think, oh, that's just gonna be hard. You just pick that up, but then you. So that is my Billy Madison, all the cool kids are pissing their pants to make everything okay with the Jackie Jinx situation. So
yeah.
She seemed okay about it.
Everyone who's cool has that shit on their face, guys.
I'm gonna wrap up on this amazing email from
that's how I pick up girls too.
Sam Cottingham in England.
Sorry. Fucking disgusting myself.